الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا جماعة المسلمين. Today, alhamdulillah, we have completed the 15th day, 15th of our fasting in the month of Ramadan, 1443 Hijri. We thank Allah for that. Ramadan is sailing smoothly, slowly but surely. 15 days, fully 15 days behind us. So the remaining now, we just have 14 or 15 more days ahead. May Allah prolong our lives to witness the remaining days. May we have our own fastings accepted and recorded by Allah the Almighty. Questions?
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
From all of us.
If I am not mistaken, I heard it from you, from part of your lecture. You are saying it is permissible to marry Ahlul Kitab. But you embarked it with some advice which I submit.
He is saying that in one of my lectures I did say you can marry a lady from the other divide, Christian or the Jew or Jewish, but I gave some conditions of which he forgot. That is your problem, my brother. The ulama are saying when knowledge is given, try to capture it, because you not allow your money to slip away. What about knowledge? If you want to maintain knowledge, reduce knowledge to documentation. What is written is maintained. So I'm advising as all of us, if you listen to a lecture, to a presentation on Islamic learning, do your utmost best to document and write it. Otherwise, it slips away. The ulama are saying, ما كتب قرّ وما حفظ فرّ. What is written, قرّ, remains assimilated. What is memorized, فرّ, runs away. But for that, what I have been saying, it's not my own view. The ulama unanimously agree you can marry a Christian and Jewish because of Surah 5 and Ayah 5. Wal muhsanatu min al-kitab. You can marry al muhsana from the people to whom the book was given. But you see, the problem is there are some conditions. That is your question. Now, Allah legalizes for a Muslim to marry a Christian lady and a Jewish. But not for the sake of marrying them. Number one, in Quran 666, he says, "U anfusakum wa ahlikum nara." Preserve, protect yourself and your family from going to the hellfire. Now, you marry a Christian. She bears children for you. You separate it. You divorce her. Or you drop dead. She collects the children to the churches. Are you going to tell Allah, well, Allah, you permitted, that is why they are going to hellfire, you are going to be responsible for that. So when Islam says marry, it is for some evident conditions and conditionalities. That is number one. Number two, Allah says al-muhsanat. They have to be chaste women. Chaste. Now where do you get chaste women from Christmas Day? Statistically, somebody says in New York alone, they are saying more than 95% of the girls in America, 95% before reaching the university, they have lost their virginity. Where is chastity then? Quran is talking about chaste women. 90%, some might say 98%, virginity is no longer there. Al-Azara Zahabat, Sayyid Ayn al-Hisn. So the condition is the chest the purified, untouched, unpolluted, not deflowered. Get it? Women from the Christianity. Well, even among the Muslims, there are a lot of them, alhamdulillah, who lack a flowering. Virginity goes away. So that is condition number two. Well, Muslimatu, Hindutul Kitab. Where are the Muslims today? That is condition number two. Until they maintain their chastity, their modesty is there. More than 95% is not there. So until she has this condition, that is number two. Number three, you marry a Christian. She is undergoing menstrual cycle, haida. She doesn't care to even tell you. She surrenders herself to you as her husband. You meet her in blood. Allah says, keep away from women when they are menses. She's not a Muslim. Ibn Abbas says, if actually you have to marry her, it has to be within a Muslim country under Islamic legal system. Will she agree? Will she? She will not. And let me ask you, all the Muslim girls, have they finished? The list of Muslim girls, beautiful, chaste, knowledgeable, elegant, mesmerizing, okay? Have they finished? So that you will be going beyond the Muslim community? So there are conditions. If you are to marry a Christian woman, okay, do it. But she has to maintain Islamic teachings. She cannot interfere with the belief of your children. She cannot take them to the churches or to the synagogues. Can you do all this? I saw when I was in the southern part of Nigeria, somebody married a Christian. When he died, she took them to the churches. One of my students in Port Harcourt told me, he came to me almost crying, he said, "Ya Sheikh, I married an Igbo, not a Muslim. We had female child. We separated, she took my daughter." She took the, he's a Muslim from Katuna, a house of Muslim. I said, "Look at your trouble. You went to marry a non-Muslim, now the marriage is no longer, she took away your teeth. She buffed her hair." He said, "I'll see my daughter selling petty things on the market, going to the church." I said, "What will you tell the Almighty? Even though the girl now is no more alive, she is late now." So if Islam says something is legal, doesn't mean it is wajib. Something legal can be left for some consideration. The how someone says, "Akam bar halal ko dam kunya," correct? The wife of your friend, you grew up together, he divorces his wife. Can you marry her? He grew up together, he divorced her. Can you marry her? Legally, Sharia, is this legal? Is it legal? Is it practicable? Can you practice it? Very hard. The wife of your uncle, the brother of your father, you can marry his wife if he divorces her. But can you do that? If you do, you have to leave the town quickly to other places, okay? So I am saying something can be legal, but practicability is almost impossibility. If that is the case, I don't advise anybody marrying any Christian. I'm not saying it's haram, Quran says it, but the condition. It is expected one day you will make her become a Muslim. But how many of them marrying Christian ladies and the ladies are taking them out from Islam to Christianity? This is very painful. You see some of our brothers in Lagos, some of our Yoruba brothers, some of them. So-called liberal Muslims, so-called politicians, marrying Christians, and they are wreaking havoc in their houses. You will answer before Allah the Almighty. I am not discouraging. You can get a lady, a Christian, and she's a good one. There are many instances. I know of a friend in Benin City, Edo State. He's my student. He said, "Wallahi, Sheikh, I married her from Christianity. But now she is more committed even than me." That is different. You can see some of them like this. And but with the intention of teaching her thoroughly, make her grounded Quranically and Sunnatically. Finally, I have this friend, Brother Khalil Nwachukwu. Khalil Nwachukwu is an Igbo man. He told me one day, when I was in Bayelsa State, in the capital, Yenagoa, I was traveling to Port Harcourt. He said, "Yeah, Sheikh, I'm an Igbo Muslim. I entered Islam, but when the time for me to get married came, I never married from any Igbo sister who entered Islam." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I'm afraid. Maybe she came to Islam with not good intention. I don't want after my death, she collects my kids to something else. So I went, I married a Kanuri lady." He told me, Kanuri. He married her because I want my Islam to be intact. My children are preserved. Very wise man. Rajulun Hakim. But something happened. Sometime I paid him a visit. He told me, I said, "That Kanuri lady, people entered the house and killed her." I was shaken. I said, Rahimahullah, Ughafara laha. So I am saying, you can marry from Ahlul Kitab, the Quran makes it clear. But Quran number 2, chapter 2, verse 2:1, what does Allah say? He says, "Wala tunkihu al-mushrikati hatta yu'minu wala amatun mu'minatun khayrun min mushrikatikum walau a'jabatkum wala tunkihu al-mushrikina hatta yu'minu." Don't marry from the polytheistic women even if they allure you, attract you. Now, Christians of today practice polytheism. Ibn Umar says, I cannot see any Christian that practices polytheism. So our advice is restrict your marriage to the Muslim sisters. Unless if the one that is totally committed, she is going to take Islam to the high ground, then you marry her, you teach her, you keep watchful eyes, they can be found, but don't rush. May Allah guide us arise.
Amen.
Next question.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
Wa iyyakum.
What should we say for the view of faith in the Islamic modern banking?
You see, this thing has been talked about frequently. The Islamic banking or the conventional banking system. What are they talking about? It's because of river. Allah says those who devour river will resurrect from their graves as if having epileptic, you know epilepsy, those who eat river will have epileptic feet. الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس. Quran 2, Ayah 2:75. Those who devour riba will be resurrected as having the touch of the jinn. Terfadiya, epilepsy. They will be staggering. That will signify these people were devour riba in the former life. So the whole banking system of today is purely on usury. It's the usury completely. So according to Sheikh Al-Albani, he is of the view even to be a common sweeper in a banking system is illegal. So why? He said because Allah says, "Wala ta'awanu 'ala al-udwan wattaqullaha innallaha shadidul iqab." 5:5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. But some are saying you have to look at the nature of the nations. Nations are of three kinds. There are nations that are totally Muslim. In that case, they don't have any reason to operate conventional banking system, which is rough with usury and something like that. Number two, there are nations that are completely non-Muslim. We have no business there. Number three, there are countries half Muslims, half or Muslims with majority like in Nigeria. So now in that case, the total resources of the nation is in one pool. Christians have right there. Muslims have right. What do you do in that case? In that case, your masalih cannot be left. Your benefits look at critically. People going there should go with the intention of making sure he Islamizes the banking system. That is why now you have things like Jais Bank, you have the other one is called what? Taj Bank. Some with window. Like some, they have their window, they close it by 2017. Alright? So, if you are in the banking system with the intention, with the intent of Islamizing it, then Allah not be niyat. If you are there just to get money, because they pay huge amounts of money just for the maximizer profit, your intention signifies you. Get my analysis? So walk in there, if it is darura, you go. Otherwise, don't help in trying to just uplift the river system. That is the fatwa. But because of the necessity, because of the compelling things, some are saying you go there with the intention of making things work better. But I'm apprehensive. I fear. I cannot work there. I cannot. If you want to do, you can explain to Allah. But if there is any window of Islamic banking, you can be there. Alright? You can provide services for them as an Islamic expert. We do, as consultants. We give them services, we get paid, but whatever that comes in Islam, say no, this will be trashed. They have what they call CAES, Advisory Committee of Experts. We serve as those experts. If something is contrary, say no, we're not going to take it. It has to be trashed away. If they fail, we just leave them. So you can go there with the intention of Islamizing it, depending on the knowledge you have. But to go just for crude desire to get money, you will be in a trouble. Allah Ta'ala, ta'alam wa bihi tawfiq. How many persons so far? That's all. Read the subsequent ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. والبدن جعلناها لكم من شعائر الله لكم فيها خير فاذكروا اسم الله عليها صواف فإذا وجبت جنوبها فكلوا منها وأطعموا القانع والمعتر كذلك سخرناها لكم لعلكم تشكرون.
This is ayah number 56 in chapter number 22, Surah Al-Hajj, chapter the pilgrimage. Allah analyzes and tells us about Al-Budun. You see, after Hajj, you sacrifice your animal. The animals, cows, and camels are called al-budun. Okay, they are al-budun. Wal-buduna ja'alnaha lakum min sha'airillah. Offering of animals, we made such as an emblem or signs of Allah's bounties on you. Sha'air. So that is why during Hajj, you buy your ram, you take it to the slaughter of Al-Ma'aisni or anywhere, you go and slaughter. If it is cow, hamil camel camel. So those animals we offer after Hajj are called al-budun. Allah said, "Wal-budun ja'alna lakum." We appointed this for you, min sha'airillah, as signs of Allah's ibadah. All right, because they are even given some signs. Lakum, for you, fiha khair, you have goodness in it. Fadhkur zalik, you mention Allah's name on them when you want to slaughter them, or you strangulate. Strangulation concerning a camel, okay, you mention Allah's name. Alayha sawab, when they are lined up, they are lined for sacrificial offerings. Fa'idha wajabat junubuha, when they have fallen down on their side, they became dead. Okay? لِأَنَّ وَجَبَ أَيْسَقَبَ. After slaughtering them, they are falling down. What remains? فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا. Eat ye from it. Eat ye from it. وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرُ. And feed الْقَانِعَ, okay, the contented. وَالْمُعْتَرُ, and the beggar. Meaning, you share the meat. Oh, if you go to Nina, you will wonder. You will see huge amount of meat all over the place. Because of this, I think Saudi government did something good. By collecting the meat, processing, and sending to some needy countries. Because you have slaughtered your own, you just leave it there. Are you to collect to Nigeria? No, you just leave it there. So you see a lot of meat there, you see some people canning, collecting, frying and selling to the people. Maybe you're going to eat what you, it is your own, but you're going to buy because you need meat for the reading. So Allah says, وَأَطْعِمُوا الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَ. You should feed al-qani'a. Some say qani'a is the needy. That's one translation. I prefer al-qani'a, the contented, from qana'a. Because qana'a is contentment. All right, not needy. وَالْمُعْتَرَ, and the bigger. The one that is contented, doesn't ask you, give it to him. So my brother, this is my meat for Hadiah. And when you go to, you see people house to house, distributing. At that time, you have the appetite for eating the meat. وَالْمُعْتَرَ, and the bigger. This tells you the goodness of Islam, where food and meat are shared. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In this way, we have made it subservient to you, subjected to you, so that you may be thankful to Allah the Almighty. Next ayah.
لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
لَنْ يَنَالَ وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا لُهُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah says two things Allah doesn't care. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. لُهُومُهَا, the quantity of the flesh you give, or the blood you spill, Allah doesn't care. What he wants is taqwa minkum. Is it for his sake? Even during yani udhiyah, sacrificial offering, somebody can slaughter a huge ram, say, hey, in this town, and all this, Allah doesn't care. The bigness doesn't matter. The blood, if you slaughter just small ram, the so-called kafi zuru, if it is Allah, Allah wants it. So, لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا is not what Allah wants. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Piety is what matters. God consciousness. كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Because Allah, He made it subjected to you. لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So that you will magnify Allah, or so that you may glorify Allah the Almighty, alama hadakum, for the guidance we led you to, wa bashir al muhsinin, give good news to those that are charitable, who are doers of good things. Allahumma ja'alna min al muhsinin. Next ayah.
إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا إن الله لا يحب كل خوان كفور.
إن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا الآية. Allah defends those who believe. Allah gives defense for those who believe. All right. Defense. Who can tell me in English, in American English, how do they spell defense? American English. How do they spell defense? This is British English. British, they use CE, defense. CE. American, they use S. Correct? Which is more correct? American or the British? Because you are colonized by them. They colonize you. That's correct. You see, the Americans want to be, they want to build their thing. We want to be independent from, even the way we write English is going to be different from them. Usually, in the Anglophonic countries, you know, Anglophones, countries colonized by England. They call them Anglophone, dual Anglophonia, they use C. But America too is Anglophonic, colonized by them. If I don't want to be independent. So during translating English, I prefer to use the C system. Well, Nigeria is Anglophone, Nigeria is my country. But I'm not English. I am more of Arabic than English. All right? But because it's important, because I am proud of Arabic even more than my house, how long that born me. For what? It's the language of my Quran. The language of my Prophet. The language of my Islamic what? Knowledge. Epistemology. Alright? So try to learn Arabic. English, that is very important, that when you compare Arabic ranks higher. I am saying, Allah says, Inna Allah yudatu an alladhina amanu. Allah defends, or He gives defense for those who believe. Allah doesn't love khawanin, any ungrateful, kafur, traitor. Okay? Then Allah says in the subsequent ayah, Udhina lilladhina yuqatalun.
أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير.
استمر.
الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله. ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز.
Now, Allah says, permission is given to those that have been fought. أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا. And Allah is there to help them. Permission is given for those that were fought against wrongly. This refers to what happened with the Sahaba and the Prophet. The people of Mecca left Mecca to pursue the Prophet. Okay, you sent him out of the Mecca. He left Mecca. Why are you following that? Because of the transgression of the capital. So Allah said, okay, now there is permission for you, fight. Throughout the Meccan period, no fight. Throughout the Meccan period, it was just peace and stability. Okay, we left Mecca to new place, new ground, new land, where we could practice Islam in peace and stability. And you followed us. That means we have been fought. Allah said, okay, Uzina, there is reason for you, fight back. The ulama call this al-jihad al-difa'i. There is al-jihad al-hujumi. You are the one first attacking. There is al-jihad al-difa'i, defending. Is this hujumi or difa'i? Is this one defensive or offensive? It's defensive now, because they came all the way from Mecca. Oh, Muhammad left Mecca to Medina. He got new ground. Let's go there and uproot him. We'll make sure Islam is never done again. So Allah said, no. Take your position, fight back. Alright? بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. And Allah is capable. Allah has the omnipotence to grant them victory. And who are those that have been wrong? Allah says, الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. They are those that have been evicted. You know, eviction. They were sent out of their houses بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ for no any justification. إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Except they have just said, Allah is our Lord. That is, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Just like this. Just because they say Allah is our Lord, we are fought, okay, fight back. Then Allah says, وَلَوْ لَا جَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Were it not, had it not for the defense that Allah gives for people or some people. You know deterrence? Some people know, some people are higher. Arm robber knows police with gun will defeat him. So it's a fact. So Allah defeat some people by using other people. Okay? So he says, وَلَوْلَا جَفْءُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. It's not because Allah repel some people's transgression by others, if not for this, listen to the result. لَهُدِّمَتْ سَوَانِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَصَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدٌ. Wallahi, a lot of بِيَعُ. بِيَعُ means at first, لَهُدِّمَتْ سَوَانِعُ. Monasteries would have been demolished. Monasteries. Okay? Wabiyo and churches. Okay? Wa what again? Wa salawat and synagogues. Wa masajid and masajid or mosques. Now, why are these mentioned? Since they belong to the people, not Muslims. The churches of the olden days, they used to maintain the purest form of monotheism, worshiping Allah. But later it was diluted and polluted. Similarly, the synagogues of the Jews, they used to follow the Mosaic teaching correctly, but they changed. So Allah is saying, if not because the deterrent that Allah gives by repelling some by using some, this corruption, this commotion will have taken place. Okay? Sawami'u will have been destroyed, monasteries. Wabiya'un, churches. Wasalawatun, synagogues. Wamasajidu, and mosques will have been destroyed. Masajidu yuzkaru fi hasmullahi kathira. The mosque where Allah's name is mentioned with constantly. That's the kathira, frequently. Naam? Then Allah says, Allah will give succor. Allah will give victory to whom helps Allah's religion. That's simple. Allah gives help to those who help his cause. And you shall know إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is قوي. قوي, Allah is strong. عزيز, irresistible. Or you can say mighty. Allah cannot be resisted because of His might. إِنَّهُ قَوِيٌّ, strong, عزيز, irresistible and mighty. Next ayah.
الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور.
Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about some of the qualities of those to whom power is given. Not only power, any opportunity given to you, utilize it in the right and the better way. الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ الْآيَةَ. Those that if we establish them, we empower them in the land, they are going to do the following. Now, مَكَّنَّاهُمْ هُنَاكَ تَمْكِينَ. هناك تمكين سياسي وتمكين تجاري وتمكين ثقافي وعلمي وتمكين اجتماعي وتمكين كل تمكينات. Those if we empower them. Today which kind of empowerment gives somebody enormous power? Political. If somebody is a governor, president, he has a lot of power. He can do and undo. Especially in the Nigerian system, where power can be abused by some corrupt people. But even the ulama are also given power by the virtue, because knowledge is power. Nothing is more powerful than the knowledge. So if you use the knowledge properly, okay. If you abuse it, you're going to be in a trouble. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Alright? So, الَّذِينَ إِن مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Those to whom power is given, we give it an empowerment, we made it established on the face of the land, what they do, aqamu salat, they establish the prayer. This is prerequisite number one. For any leader, if Allah gives you power as a Muslim president, governor, chairman, minister, whatever, tell the people under you, hey, close the office, go and pray. Let me mention the name of a brother I have known. Now he is now late. May Allah have mercy on him. We had one chairman in our local government area. What is his name? Kabir Sanda. May Allah have mercy on him. Kabir Sanda was our chairman. This is Tarani, isn't it? Our local government. Kabir was a friend of mine. He's a chairman of the local government. When Hizba board was established in local government, I was the first chairman. He used to tell me, Ya Sheikh, any counselor that does not go and pray in the masjid, I will deduct his salary for the day. He did a good thing. Now we are remembering, he's not there for almost 15 years, I think. It's almost 15 years now. He is the one that, you know, brought our masjid, Masjid al-Sahaba. Now he did something good, now we are remembering him. So if Allah gives you power, use it before it slips away. Allah, they say an opportunity once lost can hardly be regained. An opportunity once lost can hardly be regained. He was the chairman, he did his best. Tell me, if a chairman in a local government during Zuhur will close the office and take the mic and say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, chairman, people will rush. Honorable, what happened? What happened? I'm a Muslim. Allah says, الَّذِينَ إِمَّا كَنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Wallahi aqibatul umur. Those that if we empower, they stop the prayer. What if the governor does it? The whole governor calling to prayer. A governor mounting the pulpit to do khutbah. Our aim is doing the same thing. This is their duty now. Wallahi, Islam will gain more prestige, encouragement. Alas, they came and told us Islam different, system different. Dichotomization. They say render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, or unto God. Unto God, what is God? مَا لِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ وَمَا لِقَيْسَ لِقَيْسَ. They do it with their religion. وَدُّوا لَوْ كَفْرُوا كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءً. They disbelieve the one to the same thing. But I can tell you, if Allah gives you power, marketplace, in hospital here, CMD can say, hey, go and pray. But you go to our school today, a lecturer will be threatening a student, if you go out of class and pray, I will give you carry over. And he's a Muslim. Miskinum min al-masakin. They don't even know what they're heading to. That is what the unbelievers are doing to a Muslim kid in the south. You can get somebody in the UK or anywhere. You can get. We were part in the system. Going to pray, say, if you go, I will just give you carry over. What is the kind of behavior? Allah Ta'ala makkanaka tamkinan akademi. Why can't you encourage them? Tell them, I'm suspending the lecture because of prayer. Allah will uplift you. لقد أسمعت لو ناديت حيا ولكن لا حياة لمن تنادي ولو نار نفخت بها أضاءت ولكن كنت تنفخ في الرماد. If you had called the living, you will have answered. But some are dead. But the ayah is there. الذين إن مكنا في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة. They will establish the prayer. What? وآتوا الزكاة. They give zakat. وأمروا بالمعروف. They command for good things to be done. ونحوا عن المنكر. They stop iniquity from being practiced or perpetrated. So these things are conditioned for those to whom power is given. Political power, traditional, economic, whatever. وَلِلَّهِ أَقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. And the best outcome belongs to Allah, the Almighty. Next ayah.
وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَثَمُودٌ.
Next.
وَقَوْمُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَقَوْمُ لُوطٍ. وأصحاب مدين وكذب موسى فأمليت للكافرين ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان نكير.
Now, the ulama of tafsir call this أسلوب التثلية. Okay? It's a system of soothing, comforting the heart of the Prophet. تثلية. Allah says, وَإِن يُكَذِّبُكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. If they denied you, if they repel you, if they reject you, people of Makkah, take it easy. لَقَدْ كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَعَادٌ وَثَمُودٌ. The community of Nuh also rejected him. So it's being repeated. So also, وَعَادٌ and the Ad. Let me ask you, Ad, we are the people of his prophet. Hud, good. Was Samud, Samud people of Saleh. Samud had, they also rejected their prophet. So Muhammad, just be patient. Not only them, وقوم إبراهيم وقوم لوط. People of Abraham also rejected him. وقوم لوط, the people of Prophet Lut, Sodom and Gomorrah. So if they do send to you, take it easy. It is the kind of uslub with tasliya. Not only them, wa ashabu Madian, the people of Madian, the inhabitants of Madian, where is they? You see, I read a book written by one brother, doctor, I can't remember. He called the book Atlas al-Quran, the Quranic Atlas. any nation called in the Quran, he brought out the contour line to say it is in this country today, that area. How do I take the book? Median, today Median is Susa country. Wallahi is very important for those of our history, is important. Alright? Allah said, people of Median, you know, people of Median were people who have merchandise. They sell, they used to sell food crops. They used to reduce the major. He says, awful mikyal wal mizan. Alright, they used to reduce. So Allah sent Prophet Shu'aib to them. They too rejected him. Allah says, take it easy, Ya Rasulullah. Someone also was rejected. What could be about Musa? Musa too was rejected. So this leads to palakate, if you like, the person saying that take it easy. Allah's assistance will subsequently and consequently come to you. فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ and I reprieve. You know, reprieving give you delay. I reprieve them, let them do, but I give them reprieve. ثُمَّ أَخَصُرُ later I seize them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرِ how severe was my rejection. So take it easy. If they do, it's gonna come sooner or later. We have more time, do we? Do we have more time? Next time.
فَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا وَبِئْرٍ مُعَضَّلَةٍ وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ
فَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ How many a town? How many a town? How many a settlements? Now, we have destroyed. Allah says many, many nations, many geographies we destroyed. So people in Makkah are not above being destroyed by Allah. So Allah told the Prophet ﷺ, فَكَأَيِّن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ Many a town we destroyed when they were transgressors. فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أُرُوشِهَا and they lie in ruins. You know ruins? Do you know Kufai in Hausa? Who knows Kufai? You know Kufai? You don't know. Any settlement that is destroyed, only remnant, it becomes Khawiya. He said many nations will destroy, it remains just Khawiya in ruins. Only remnant. Naam, ala urushiha, that is on their structure. وَبِئْرٍ مُعَطَّلَةٍ and many, many, many still wells we destroyed. Wells full of water, we entered the water, we destroyed. Allahu Akbar. وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ and lofty and elevated mansions. Mansions. You see how many buildings, build mansions, skyscrapers, subhanAllah, destroyed. So Allah has ability, capacity to do and undo. He is Alpha and Omega. So don't be deceived because of your strength, because of the health or whatever you possess. Allah destroyed people more, much more strong. I mean, stronger than you are. Much stronger. Well, we are what? Welfare. Wiser. Well built. Anatomically stronger than you are. You are just a Lilliputian when you compare to them. We destroy them. So be very careful. As you are walking, you come across a tiny animal, like a fly. How does fly look at you? Fly. Looks like they're so huge and big. Fly. People that came before, like Samudawa, looks at us like flies. They're human beings. One of them will go for hunting. He comes back with just big animal, just big elephant. He will tell his family, take heart. This is the only thing I can get today. Gonna eat. Just like you, getting kaza. Imagine, a chicken is foul. Where are they? They are now history. كأن لم يخلقوا أو لم يكونوا وهل شيء يصون من البواري. They've gone forever. We too are going to go. So before the go goes, let's do what is good. Read your Quran. Let me ask you, my brothers and sisters in absentia, how many of you so far have completed the second round of Quran recitation? The second round of Quran recitation. From Nasi, no, from Fatiha to Nasi, the first round, last week. Second week now, how many of you have so far read it? Hold the answer to yourself, because it's between you and Allah the Almighty. I'm only trying, wanting to, what, galvanize you, to stimulate you, to motivate you. Read the book of Allah, it's part of things important. Is it the time? Okay, so maybe we're going to stop at this ayah. We meet subsequently, maybe going to be on Monday. There's going to be break tomorrow, so please bear with me. May Allah bless you all to accept our ibadah. May Allah make our Ramadan a blissful one. May Allah make us among those to be safe from going to the hellfire in this Ramadan period and season. Don't forget to give sadaqah in Ramadan. Don't forget to pray for your parents if they are dead. If they are living, do everything possible. Collect their clothes, wash for them. Iron their clothes, my younger ones, and bring your attention. Show goodness to your children and kids. Love them. Show goodness to the leaders. Pray for them. Do not be abusive. Keep away from bad things. My brothers, some of them into drug abuse. May Allah save you. May Allah guide you. It's very dangerous. It's very killing. It's very catastrophic. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.